We got to go to the hotline and welcome back to this show the very funny and wounded Nick DiPaolo. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
It's early.
In my mind, you said to your wife, I'm not talking to that asshole. Don't tell him I'm sleeping.
No, I didn't. I was just laying in bed.
No one could really figure out what happened. All we know is what your Instagram post said, and we can't figure out what happened. I want to make sure you're okay, and I want to find out who we should hate now.
Well, hate anybody who votes Democrat. It's real easy. A little fascist douchebag wearing Birkenstocks, and a guy, I'm shaking hands after the show, taking pictures. This guy comes up to me, balding guy, a little younger than me, and he's like, yeah, you know, I love the show, but I brought my daughter wants to punch you in the face. He didn't even finish the word face, and I get sucker punched.
She really punched you?
Him. She punched me. She hauled off and, yeah.
I mean, I love
how we live in a world where, oh, women can do anything men can do, but then when I tell the story, really, a girl hit you?
Well, it's like, you know, I'm sure you deal with a lot of people after the shows that always say stupid things, then all, oh, my daughter would
not
love to
really,
punch
me. Really, Mike, to be honest, not really.
Really?
So, I'm more shocked that somebody just punched you in the face is, like, that's the reaction, you know what I mean? Like, you can't come up and say, oh, I didn't like what you said or whatever, that they would just come up and punch you.
But I'm surprised that you're surprised at that, with the atmosphere that we live in, and the little fascist lefty scumbags who, you know, see somebody wearing a Trump hat, they'll sucker punch them.
And
so, you know, it just furthers my beliefs, and I'm so happy that I'm on the right side of the political argument. And I wish, back in the day, if I was drunk, I was sort of like William Money. It could have been a girl. I would have punched him back.
So what was the end result?
And let's get this straight. It wasn't a punch. It was a sucker punch. I'm talking to her dad.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm like staggered. And I'm not so sure I wasn't set up by the whole family.
Yeah.
This is at the level that they operate at. I looked right at him 3 seconds after I get hit, and I go, did you just set me up? No. But the reason I think that is he didn't jump in and go, what are you doing, honey? But he just sort of stood there.
Yeah, but he didn't hold back on her. He didn't did she end up getting arrested?
I had the cops. I went to the police station after, and I'm going to sue her ass.
You have to. You
know, I'll get a pair of sandals and some soy milk. But this is the level, and, you know, so anyways.
There's a picture on Nick's Instagram. It's substantial. It's not like she just smacked him in the face. I mean, it's a sucker punch.
You should see it today, Mike.
Really?
Oh, I got a nice purple ring. I mean, she hauled off, and it's not the first time. She has emotional problems. I go, yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Don't bring her to a comedy show, and don't bring her to a guy that you know she's not going to like.
Well, his words are damning, in court. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So you knew she had emotional problems. You said, my daughter wants to punch you in the face, and you brought her over there. So, you know, I don't know. I think any half-decent lawyer.
I also think the logic behind your theory is that it was a setup the entire time. The father distracts you, the crazy daughter comes up and clocks you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then somehow they'll make it out by the end of the day that you were the bad guy.
Well, they can do that. That's fine.
Did you say anything different, anything more particularly offensive that night than normal? Or
No, I was... Well, not to me, no. It's the same, you know, stuff. It was funnier than usual. I have, you know.
And no conflict with this particular family on the inside? Like, you
not,
didn't call?
Not any. So no problems with anybody. But, matter of fact, there are a lot of black and brown people in the audience who are loving the show.
Well, they're jokes. And you're supposed to love
them. They're jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they came up to me after, and they were furious. And then I see, I think she had a brother there, too. And after the incident, we're in the out in the bar area. I see him giving the finger to some of my fans that are out in the mall. And it's funny. I've been doing comedy in New York City every night for about 28 years. Nothing ever happened. And then I go to a suburban mall and get punched in the face.
Here's the other thing that we were talking about before, is that you don't just walk into a comedy club to see who the local act is that night. If you're going when Nick is there, you're paying a higher price. You went there specifically to see Nick.
Right.
That doesn't happen by accident.
So, when I'm on stage and It doesn't happen that often, but people will walk out right at the beginning, little fascist, leftist whores.
Right.
And that's who it is. See? And we're going to stop pointing out. But I usually yell to them on the way out when they walk out during my show, did you do your research?
Uh-huh.
I've been saying this for years. Now there's a lot of comics saying it. Did you research before you came to the comedy club to see who you were coming to see, you know? Or you just wander in and, you know.
Yeah, when you go to a movie, you don't just walk into the Cineplex and go, let's just go in number 9 and see what's playing in there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You don't go to see Led Zeppelin and Men with Hats. You're furious.
Well, I want to keep track of this. I want to see how this plays out. I want to see her tortured.
I do, too. And people who think like her. It's the environment, you know. And God forbid a white straight male. Speak his mind. And I was laughing. I was watching the U.S. Open this weekend and at the tone of the commercials. Basically, the tone of the commercials, you white guys, you see the commercials? It's like an Asian kid with a wooden leg.
Yeah.
A Mexican on a donkey hitting a golf ball. Anything but a white guy. They can't get rid of us fast enough. It's so funny.
Oh.
And, I wish I was younger and I wish it was a guy. And then, you know,
that's the thing. You can't win, because if you hit the woman back, whether she deserved it or not, you'll never win that fight. So you did the smart thing.
I did this. I because I'm finally, you know, like I said, a few years ago. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. What was the Clint Eastwood movie?
Unforgiven.
Yeah. I was like William Money when I was drinking. You know, I was killer of women, children. And,
well, listen, you did the right thing here in this case, and the psychopath is now the, as you call it, fascist whore who hit you, and Birkenstock wearing, and well, you never know. They may come from a family of money. You don't know, and this may end up working out in your favor.
Yeah,
in the end.
Hopefully, but I was putting it all together. I put it together in 2 seconds. I'm like, okay, this is almost in New Jersey. It's West Nyack, New York, which is over the Tappan Zee. And I'm like, he's probably a union guy. And, I don't know. And again, that's my theory. It's speculation on my part, but the what he said, his words, make it look bad for him, you know?
Will you demand security now?
Well, I could do that, too. I could be a dick and sue the club, because they came up to me after, as young kids, security kids, said, you know, I should have been over there. And I'm like, yeah, you should have been.
Nah.
They usually have you shake hands out front of the club, you know, where the bar is.
Right.
And I was standing to the left of the stage. I had just come out of the green room, and they were forcing the people to go out that door for some reason. So I started shaking hands, you know, and people started taking pictures. And he should have been there. And
you know what's going to happen then. You sue the club, then everybody's going to be like, "Oh, DePaul is a dick. You're the bad guy."
Well, I was labeled that a long time ago, so I'm not gonna.
Right.
I think so.
But you got to follow through to the maximum extent of the law with the girl. Be girls. That's going to give her the freedom to do that again to whoever else she doesn't like.
Of course, and that's exactly it's not even really about the money; it's the point. And I like to shine light on this, because it's not an isolated incident. And if you know your history, the left always gets violent when they're losing. It's more to make a point. This whole thing, but
may I suggest Club Soda Kenny for the future?
Where is he now?
He's waiting for you to call him, and maybe Kenny sparked this whole thing. Go punch him in the face. He'll have to call me.
I'm going to get like a handgun and just put it on the stool on stage.
That'll be interesting.
Any questions?
I'd be like, it won't happen twice, I guarantee you.
I just wish I was younger and it was a guy.
Well, I appreciate you calling us back. That is very rare. I didn't want to. I was a little nervous about calling you because, you know, you might have had a bad night. And you might have been a little extra grumpy today. But your wife was very lovely, and thank you for calling back. That's awesome.
Well, she had me laugh, and she said you were in the background going, "Put her on the phone."
Because Carmen's over there going, "Hi, we're calling from the Mike Calta show. We want to see if Nick." And I go, "I want to see why he got punched in the face. I want to get to the point already. She knows why we're calling." Nick DePaulo, he'll be due here soon, I'm sure, and no one will fight you in Tampa. I'll protect you with my life.
Tampa. I mean, that might be my most loyal following, that club. They come out in droves. It's all Bostonians and New Yorkers and just like the people that I was involved with last night.
Yeah.
They come out in droves and they all vote like me, and it's kind of fun. But
Nick walked out into the crowd and told the lady if she didn't put her foot down, her phone down, he was going to take it away from her. and nobody fought that night. So, all right. Well, thank you for calling back. I hope your face feels better. And yes, you're doing the right. You did the right thing by not hitting the lady back.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Good talking to you, Nick. Take it easy. There you go. The great Nick DiPaolo. Well, that's something I didn't expect to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't know how could that lady possibly be offended. I mean, just from what he said, the little interview. How could she? If she's a Democrat, she's going to be offended.
But here's the thing:
yeah, still, you're not
surprised by what.
Oh,
you're
no, no, no! I'm
say,
not
yeah.
saying she should have reacted that way.
But, you
but
know,
he shouldn't be shocked that she's offended.
No, but the thing is that it's not like he is a guy whose reputation way precedes him.
Well,
he
absolutely.
Doesn't. He just lost his job at Sirius because. Of a tweet that he sent out. He's a guy who's known to be controversial. He's very conservative.
Very.
And he has no problem saying his opinion, but he's also a comedian. He makes jokes. So if you're not going to go there, I there are plenty of people that say things that I love John Oliver on HBO. I don't agree with a lot of things he says. Mm-hmm. I believe he takes the easy way out of it, but he's entertaining to me. So I can watch it and not agree with him, you know? But Nick is very... He's very edgy. He's very to the point, and he's going to try and not so much offend you, but you're going to be offended if you don't think the way he does.
Sure. I don't think the way he does.
Right.
I can tell by just a little, but I don't get offended that easily.
No.
Like, I don't care. If that's what you think, that's fine.
It's sticks and stones.
That's
it's
what
the
I'm saying.
Simplest
though.
Lesson that they teach you when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Well, having this microphone in our face, which we do quite often, sometimes I hear people, mostly on social media, comment on some things I said, and I feel like saying, is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like, I was like, really? Like, I got called 50 different names because we talked about politics for about a minute.
Right.
And I got called 50 different names. I don't even know what these names mean.
Yeah, I don't particularly care about some people on social media because they're such cowards and they don't have their faces on there. I was telling the other day, there's a guy named Gary who constantly just is destroying us every day. But yet, I could tell that he's listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him. I got his phone number and I called him. He I don't want to give any more information about him, but he didn't even live in the state. And I called him. We had about a 40-minute conversation. And I was like, I just don't understand where you're coming from, Gary.
Yeah.
And he explained it. We didn't agree. And at the end of it, I was like, well, we're clearly not going to agree, but I appreciate you being civil enough to have a phone conversation.
I wonder if it's not the same guy that's been just absolutely hounding me.
It could be possible.
It could be.
I blocked him a long time ago.
See, I've never blocked anybody. I've never blocked anybody ever. I won't do it.
See, I'm quick to block.
Oh, I love blocking.
I won't do it.
Here's the way. Here, you call up and you tweet at me after the show and you say, when you were talking about separation of families at the border, you were wrong because it was, I don't like that. Well, that I didn't get blocked. I don't care. We disagree.
Yeah.
But if you started out with, if you weren't so fat and stupid and ugly and okay, well, what are we, nine? Bye. You're gone. Out of my life forever.
Yeah. Well, I just let him do it.
Nope.
I block people and I mute people that I'm friends with. How you like that? Oh, yeah. There's people like, I don't want to block them because I'm friendly with them, whatever, but I just don't want to hear their stuff. And I'm like, yeah.
Can you mute them?
Oh, yeah. You can mute them. And they don't know. So all the stuff that they're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't see it or you don't hear it. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
See, I have a little bit of a different sickness. I need to see it. I want to hear it all. I want to know about it. I want you to earn my hate.
And oh, no. It's not even bad stuff about it. It's just stuff that they're saying that I'm like, enough. I don't want to hear about this topic or this, you know.
Right.
See,
like John
I don't like Q. that. I like to block them so they know. Mm-hmm. Like, you're annoying.
Yeah, and then never annoying. Pay attention to them again.
Yeah.
Like, if I blocked you... Then a year later, you're going to send me an email or a phone. I mean, I was a jerk one time. Can you please unblock me? And, you know, sometimes we have amnesty week and we just unblock everybody. But quickly, they go back to being blocked.
Sure. But they're not going to stop being dicks, though.
Some of them do.
Well,
some
of
them do. Like Gary said the other day that he enjoyed karaoke.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that to come from him. And the more amazing thing was Gary lives on the halfway around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Does a guy like you have to be so invested into a show out of Tampa? And he said, when Tom Likas went off the air, I was a fan of Tom Likas's. Mm-hmm. I Googled shows similar to Tom Likas. and yours came up, and I've been listening ever since.
Really?
Well, that's actually a compliment.
Sure,
so
is.
I will take that, and I will also respect Gary's opinion.
He was probably a dick to that other guy, Tom Likas, too.
Yeah, that's the reason he went off the air.
But that's what makes him happy. Is to be mad.
He likes to interact. He likes to be able
Being
to say,
dick.
"You're well." I think he became a dick because we easily blocked him, and he was like, "You're a host. You should be able to handle it." But you know, if he called in, it'd be a different story. This is what I do for a living. I'll talk to you. You can be a dick to me on the air. We'll talk, and if you're making sense, I'll keep you on the phone. If not, I'll hang up, and then you can call back tomorrow if you want. But on social media, I'm just like, get out of my life forever.
Well, you see, I look at some of these a-holes, and I look at their social media and their interaction, and they're just dicks.
Yeah,
with everything.
To everybody about everything. They just,
they
can't wait to hear something to make them mad, because that gives them exhilaration.
To you, they're like, I don't like what you said about the football team. And, this, and then they're like, Chef Boyardee, there's too much meat in your sauce. And, hey, masseuse lady, you hurt my back when you rubbed it too hard.
Yep.
Dear Bic Pens, I hate blue pens. All right, well, relax.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
See my crawfish?
I did see your crawfish boil. I heard about it. So you said you lacked a little seasoning?
A little flavor. Okay. So I had to send my wife to the store to get the seasoning, and she bought the ones where you put the bag in there, and I needed the powder. So there's not enough powder in there, but I also had a little cayenne, some onion powder. So they're good, but they could be better. Batch will be better.
I've never done a crawfish boil myself. I've indulged in a few. I actually saw something on social media. I saw a guy smoking out of a crawfish.
Oh, really?
He made a crawfish bong.
I think I saw that.
And I was like, what?
Hey,
to each his own. You never know.
You want to know something that's weird? I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, you are.
So say it quiet so people can
whisper.
So I live on a golf course, but I'm pretty distant from the hole, like from the green. So there is a large lake behind my house and my neighbor's house. And then as you get more behind my house, that lake turns to swamp with a lot of grass in it. And then the woods. There's like a big preserve for a long way behind my house. So last night we had 40 pounds of crawfish. We ate 8 pounds of it.
Okay.
But there was I had probably about 10 pounds of crawfish that I couldn't fit in the pots that I had. When we didn't need them because we already had way too much.
Quick creek, didn't you?
My brother did.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but he said, listen to this. Now that's a lot. That's a whole
feeding frenzy.
Yeah. Listen, that's a whole bottom of a cooler, okay? He said, so I went over there to see what they would do, and I dumped them out, and they scattered. They all took off into the water, and I was like, oh, that's cool. He goes, but once they got in the water, they realized this isn't Louisiana, and it isn't a boiling pot, and he goes, and they regrouped in the water. Now, that's something weird.
Really?
Yes.
Like ants.
He said they went in the water, and they took off.
Yeah.
He goes, but then they came right back to each other and they grouped up again.
Really?
Isn't that odd?
I mean, that's...
No, because they probably swim like a school, you know what I mean? Like how small fish normally they all travel together.
I guess.
So it's like the numbers.
Like birds, you see birds separate, then they all come back.
The birds, watching birds fly is still one of the most amazing things.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Like they all turn exactly the same. I mean,
hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them will fly in a weird kind of rhombus of a shape. And on a dime, they just all cut left and then go down and then stop and then they all take off again. It's amazing. And when they're all in the power line and they just keep replacing spots. Like they'll come, one will leave, one will come back, another one will go down. I don't know what's really going on in Birdville that day, but something's happened.
So I had bats in my backyard, my old house. So it would be getting dark and I would watch the bats, and the bats would fly through a very dense tree and not touch a leaf.
Really?
Well, they have the
sonar.
But they're flying. They're full speed, and they're just kind of just turning and not hitting a leaf. I'm like, that's a spry son of a gun.
When I was a kid, a bat knocked my Little League baseball hat, DeLeo's hardware hat, right off my head. In the day. In the day, it flew down, and it was knocked it right off my head.
It's a vampire.
Oh, man, that was scary.
Everybody always said they want to get in your hair.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a problem.
I had the hair. I had the hair back then, too. Big Guido hair.
In mullet?
Guido mullet, short on the sides, long in the back.
Okay.
You know, that was the thing in my senior year of high school. Everybody went and got that haircut together, like because the boys' baseball team did it.
Yeah.
So we all did it. Like,
you know whose fault that is?
Canadians.
Not Billy Ray Cyrus. Canadians.
Think about local Ron Diaz.
Oh, here, yeah.
That was Ron in New York. Had a power mullet.
He sure did.
Power.
Forever.
mullet.
Yeah. He had hair like Janet from Three's Company for a little while. Yeah. And then it grew out like to a full long time. Yeah.
He had the old school half shirt, biker shorts, mullet.
He had the California work outside yes, mullet.
Right. Yeah, Muscle Beach.
Venice Beach. Yeah. Yeah.
I had the full on soccer mullet.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Venice Beach once, and this is when I was playing. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was these muscle heads behind their bench pressing. And this is a time where there wasn't many people on earth stronger than me.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
So we went in there, and the guy has two plates on, and he does like four reps. And he racks it. He gets up, and he's all sweaty. And I go, yo, brother, you better hope I don't go behind that fence. Because at that time, I'd have pushed it 40 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Way back when, yeah.
What can you do now?
That's a good question. Not a whole lot. Now I get the little blue weights.
Yeah.
I get a cassette of 10 and I rack them.
I do kettlebell.
I can still do two plates though.
You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I've never been able to bench press anything.
That was my thing. I couldn't
Ever.
Squat.
Oh, I can't squat either.
Yeah. Bench 500 though.
Yeah. I'll shoulder push you through the next wall.
Okay. Oh man.
All right. 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. More with Ian Beckles. He's hanging out with us. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 1025 The Bone.